We've heard the complaints for years from drivers about Chicago's network of speed and red light cameras being nothing more than a money grab for the city. But at the beginning of mid-year budget hearings here at City Hall, Chicago Comptroller Michael Belsky told aldermen that the money generated by those cameras is holding steady.
Speeding camera tickets, while trending steady year over year, are showing declines due to changed driver behavior.
In other words, you're all slowing down for the cameras. Belsky says current city ordinances limit those cameras to streets near schools and parks. And he says the administration is working with alders on a potential expansion.
Maybe putting speed cameras in other locations in the city, I think it's something we should do because it's demonstrated that safety has improved.
Which means those cameras could be watching you on even more streets. We're at City Hall. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.